To the west coast of Africa now, where Liberia is better known for conflict than tourism. But this week, a group of 150 tourists made history for the small troubled nation when their cruise liner docked into the port of Monrovia. They became the largest group of tourists to visit the country since the 1970s. Tamison Ford has our story from Monrovia.
Dock workers here usually unload cargo ships full of second-hand clothes or rice, not a cruise liner full of American tourists. This is why the visitors arriving on the National Geographic Explorer are attracting so much attention. A cultural troupe dances for them, officials from the ministries wave from the docks, and even Vice President Joseph Boakai joins them for dinner.
I just came from the United States a couple of days ago, speaking to a group of people, encouraging them to invest. Little did I know that I would have a captive audience right here.
The cruise began in Cape Town last month. It is day 26 for the tourists. They will have less than 24 hours in Liberia before getting back on board to make their way up the coast to Marrakesh in Morocco. Lindblad Expeditions director Ralph Hammelbacher says piracy and terrorism in other parts of Africa are making places like Liberia much more desirable.
In a perverse kind of way, the Somali pirates have done West African tourism a bit of a favor. It's strange to put it that way, but a number of ships that would otherwise be in the Indian Ocean are now on the West African coast because of piracy.
But for Liberia, this is more than just a visit. These tourists are making history for the West African country.
This is the biggest group of tourists since the 70s?
Yes, and that's what's so great about this whole trip, and that's why we're excited about this whole trip.
Elizabeth Hoff is the Deputy Tourism Minister.
I mean, even after 40 years of civil war, we still have something to show, and we would like for these tourists to take advantage of this visit to Liberia and just let the sky be the limit.
Peace came to Liberia in 2003, and then Ellen Johnson Sirleaf made history by becoming the first female head of state on the continent. She began by clearing Liberia's crippling foreign debt, building new roads, and strengthening the security forces. But there is still a long way to go. Less than 1% of the country is connected to the national electricity grid. Unemployment is alarmingly high, and access to justice is a challenge.
Thank you.
Please wear.
All right.
I want to officially welcome you to Liberia. Hope you enjoy your stay.
Tour guide Peggy Williams from Barefoot Safari, one of only two tour operators in the country, has a busy day of sightseeing planned. Dressed in their khaki safari gear, the eager tourists are ready to explore. Some, like 80-year-old Jerry Harrington, have even been to Liberia before. In his case, more than 40 years ago.
So what are your first impressions of what's changed?
Well, there's a lot of traffic. All these burned-out buildings, you know, they went through a lot here. I guess it was a free fire zone for several war periods. But we'll see more of that as our tour continues.
Liberia still resembles a war-torn country. 8,000 United Nations peacekeepers are still stationed here. But development is everywhere, and foreign investors are flooding in. The government says the arrival of these tourists signals the West African country is moving in the right direction. For NPR News, I'm Tamison Ford in Monrovia, Liberia.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.